Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. I'm calling because I see that I have a charge on my card, and I really do not remember authorizing this.
Oh, okay. I'd be more than happy to assist you this morning. Sir, may I have your zip code, please, so I can locate that account?
30666.
Thank you very much. One moment, please. What's your first and last name, sir?
Wesley Sumter.
Okay, Mr. Sumter, for security purposes on this account, sir, could you provide for me your shipping address?
P.O. Box 922, Statham, Georgia.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sumter. I'm waiting for your account to pull completely up. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like you ordered a tactical bag on 7/6, and there's an additional charge for $9.97 for a survival bracelet. Both were shipped out on the 7th. The charge you see, Mr. Sumter, for $67.32 is because there was a disclaimer on the website once you paid that shipping cost stating that you had 72 hours to cancel or you'd be enrolled in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. It's an online membership with a recurring monthly fee. But in exchange for that, they give you a $125 gift card each month that you're a member for something called the Factory Direct Store. It's an online web store. They should have sent a link to your email, Mr. Sumter, giving you access to that gift voucher and how to use it.
I have no idea. All I was looking was paying those shipping charges that I had agreed to.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I know that I had problems with my card going through because they thought it was something suspicious. And by the time I had was able to speak with someone from the bank, which was the next day, you know, I hit the link and it was, you know, like approved. So
okay.
That was the last had any involvement with this account, and I'm looking at my credit card and I see a charge that I, you know, authorized.
Okay, well, that is a reoccurring monthly fee, Mr. Sumter. It was in the terms and conditions on that website. How would you like for me to proceed with your account, please?
Say that again.
I said this is a reoccurring monthly fee, Mr. Sumter, meaning they'll charge you each month until you call in to have it canceled. How would you like for me to handle your account, sir?
Oh, I would like to have that canceled.
Okay, give me just one moment, please. They offer a 35% refund as well to that $67.32.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like for me to apply that to your account, sir?
Now, when you saying apply it to my account, are you talking
to the
about
charge, I mean. The 67, they charged you $67.32, sir, on 7/11. Yes, according to this, it was basically placed on the 11th. That charge was the first monthly enrollment fee. They do offer a 35% refund to that charge, is what I was referring to.
35%?
Yes, sir. The maximum they will let us refund is 50%. They did send you a link, so you have a gift card for $125, a gift voucher, rather, that they should have sent you a link so you could access it and use it at this online web store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
Something like that there I would pay no attention to on as an email.
If it were to come through. Okay.
Yeah. Like I didn't understand why you said. Universal fireplace and extinguishers.
That's what it says for the $67.32 charge, Mr. Sumter.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. Again, this is a third party call center, sir, and we provide customer support for several different vendors. Now, you mentioned that you had a conversation with the bank in reference to the shipping and handling. Have you talked to them about this charge? Did they contact you about the $67.32?
No, they haven't, and I haven't, you know, I'm just going through my account. Now, before I dispute it, I'm like, what is this charge? So I see there's a phone number, and I call
right.
this phone number.
Okay, well, Mr. Sumter, I appreciate your information. Could you give me a moment to confer with the supervisor to see if they'll allow me to do a one-time courtesy and refund that $67.32 in its entirety?
Yeah, because the fireplace.
Right. I don't know why they do that, sir. I can't explain that one. As I said, this is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several online vendors. But the name of this, excuse me, I had to cough. I didn't want to cough in your ear. I'm sorry. The name of this vendor or this account is based on something called the Factory Direct Savings Club. I don't know why it says anything about fire or fire extinguishers, but I just DM'd my supervisor, and she did give me the authorization to refund that $67.32, sir, back to your Visa card that ends in 3853, Mr. Sumter. So you're going to get a refund confirmation email that was sent to Wesley_S_344@yahoo.com within the next 24 to 48 hours, if not right away. And you'll have that money back on your card, Mr. Sumter, within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today, sir?
So now I will not be having no reoccurring charge.
No, you will not. I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that one. Just give me a second.
Sure. Take your time, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cat, 260-948-733. Again, 260-948-733, preceded by the letter C.
Oh, and a C at the
end. In the beginning. In the beginning.
Oh, precede. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There is a C at the end. Okay. Okay. And what's the date?
Today is the 16th.
Okay.
Wow, this month is gone, isn't it?
Yeah, universal fireplace and extinguishers.
I have no idea on that one, sir. That one, I just take the fifth. I don't know. Sometimes the vendors will do that. Maybe they manufacture other products, and it's just maybe they're computer generated and it was maybe a glitch. I'm not sure. But you are fully refunded. There'll be no more charges moving forward, Mr. Sumter. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Just your name.
And my name is Vicky with an I. V-I-C-K-I, sir.
Okay. Is there a rep number or anything that I know that I spoke to you just in case?
Nah,
you know,
we don't know. I'm the only Vicky in the call center. That cancellation number is verification that you called in and had it canceled.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And yes, this month is going up. Not the month. We almost at that point in this year already.
Right. You're exactly right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Sumter, you stay safe.
Okay. Do the same.
Yes, sir. I thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, sir.
Enjoy the rest of yours as well. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You do the same. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.